This Day with Gunners and Ali.
It's Wednesday, the 12th of January. Let's find out what happened on this day. First to the birthdays with Long John Bowltree, the English singer, born on this day in 1941 but passed away in 2005. He's the guy that discovered Rod Stewart.
Big, tall guy. I think he was well over 6 foot and he had the big voice. Righteous Brothers hit from 1980. Joe Frazier was born in Beaufort, South Carolina on this day in 1944. He died at the age of 67 in 2011, best remembered for the famous fight with Muhammad Ali, Thriller in Manila, which happened in 1975.
US actress Kirstie Alley turned 71 today. I cannot believe this. Remember her in Cheers?
Yeah. Everybody knows your name.
And of course, loved her in the Look Who's Talking movies as well.
Per Gessle was born in Sweden on this day in 59, turning 63, one half of Roxette, of course.
US technology entrepreneur, investor and philanthropist Jeff Bezos today, 58.
Melanie Chisholm was born in Liverpool on this day, turning 48. She, of course, is better known as Mel C from The Spice Girls.
Or Sporty Spice, yes. Zayn Malik, the UK vocalist with One Direction, now he's gone off on his own. He's 29 today.
Ella Henderson was born in England on this day, turning 26. Happy birthday, Ella, British singer-songwriter. She was a finalist on the 9th series of The X Factor and, of course, had that big song, Ghost.
It was on this day, 1959, we have to thank Berry Gordy Jr. for creating Motown, the record company. It is amazing and, of course, brought us many incredible artists like Diana Ross and the Supremes, Marvin Gaye, the list goes on.
Doctor Who began on ABC television in Australia. In fact, it debuted in Perth on this day, 1965.
In 1876, we lost Dame Agatha Christie, the English crime writer, passed away at the age of 85.
Britney Spears hit Baby One More Time, went on sale in America, hit number one in 1999.
And in 2003, very sad, we lost Maurice Gibb. The twin of Robin Gibbs, of course part of the Bee Gees, died at the age of 53 of a heart attack. What a legend. And that's on this day for Wednesday, the 12th of Jan.